Good morning and happy Christmas. This is Christmas Day 2021 and we're having a service of Holy Communion this morning, and our readings for today are from Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 to 4 and the Gospel according to St. John chapter 1 verses 1 to 14. And I want to look at John chapter 1, and in particular I actually want to look at a different part, because I know that this chapter is very well known. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it's talking about Jesus. And obviously the whole passage is talking about Jesus, because after all, this is Christmas. But I want to pick up on a bit in the middle. And in verse 6, it says this: "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world." And I just want to stop there. So that's verses 6, 7, 8 and 9. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, talking about John the Baptist. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. Now, that all through him might believe. I've read that a couple of times because I was trying to work out, is the all through him talking about John, or is it talking about Jesus? Now, in my Bible, which is the New King James Version, what it does is that when it's talking about Jesus, him is a capital H. But in this particular case, in verse 7, him is a small h, which implies that it's talking about John the Baptist. So let me read that again, verse 6 and verse 7. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him, as in all through John the Baptist, might believe. Now, we know that you have to believe in Jesus, that Jesus is the only way to the Father. But John came as a witness to the light. And I believe that what this is saying is that the people that he spoke to, that they would believe what he was telling them about Jesus. And it got me thinking about what we do, because we see ourselves as being witnesses for the Lord. And we want people to believe us, not to believe in us, but to believe in Jesus. But that they need to believe us, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus is the only Savior of the world, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is alive. And as I use those phrases, those statements, it confirms in me what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to bring across on this Christmas morning in 2021. And that is that it's only if you know the light yourself, it's only if you know Jesus yourself, that you've got something to give. It's only if you're full of him that you're able to convince people that he's real. And to a certain extent, everybody isn't going to believe you, but they'll certainly believe that you believe what you believe, if you know what I mean, because you will speak convincingly. Because when you know someone, when you believe or trust in something, you bring with your witness a greater emphasis, because you actually truly believe it. And that's not just limited to talking about Jesus Christ. That's to do with sales. That's to do with whatever interest you're in. You come across somebody, say, who's interested in chess, playing a game of chess. If they've played it and they know it and they understand it, they will be able to try and convince you that it's worthwhile playing because they're involved in it. But say somebody who isn't involved in chess, they'll just go, "I play chess, good game." And it comes over like that. There's no conviction in what they're saying because they don't actually believe it for themselves. And so John the Baptist was sent by God to prepare the way for Jesus coming into the world and to prepare the way for Jesus who would come and forgive people's sin and all the things that he did. And John spoke about Jesus because he knew him, because he believed, because he'd heard from God. And I want to challenge you this Christmas that you don't just celebrate and have dinner and have a good time with family and forget about Jesus. Realize that Christmas is about Jesus. It's Jesus coming into the world, Emmanuel, God with us. But know him for yourself. Not just know him as an entity, as something that happens, but actually know him for yourself. So that you then will be able to share with people about who this God is, about who Jesus is, that he's somebody that you know, that he's somebody within you, that he's not just the light of the world, but he's your light because he's lit your life up, just like I know he's lit my life up, and that you believe and trust that the Lord Jesus will give you the words to share with other people. And again, I even hesitate as I say give you the words because I'm not trying to say that there's a formula because it's not about that. It's about knowing him. It's about truly celebrating that Jesus is alive today and we celebrate his life today. But I celebrate it because I know him. I celebrate him because I know him. And yes, I'm celebrating with my family, but I'm mindful that he's with me and with them. That he is the reason for the season. He's the reason why this is called Christmas, is to do with Jesus Christ. And as you get to know him, it'll become evident to other people that at least you believe, and because you believe, they might believe also. John chapter 1 and verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And that's the same for you and me. We're not the light, but we're empowered to bear witness of that light. Verse 9. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world and the world was made through him and the world did not know him. He came to his own and his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And so as we share our faith and what we believe in about Jesus, the light of the world, other people will come to receive him and come to become children of God. So as you celebrate this Christmas Day 2021, I pray that you will embrace Jesus more and more in all your festivities and your celebration and your opening of presents, and that you will be a witness of the true light, Jesus Christ. For it is in his name that we pray. Amen.